Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and informative hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the way that one must interact with an alcoholic drinker, somebody who consumes alcohol. As you know, alcohol is one of the major sins within Islam. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has been narrated as having said, "Alcohol and faith will never be together in the breast or heart of a man." And he also said, "Alcohol is the mother of all indecent acts and grave sins." And the reason for this is clear because, as you know, in Islam, the way that Allah is recognized and the means by which Allah is worshipped and obeyed is the power of reason and the faculty of thinking. You know, and it's been narrated in the famous book of Hadith al-Kafi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created the intellect, he addressed it saying that it is that which the beneficent merciful is worshipped by, and it is that by means of which people are recompensed and punished. And we know that alcohol, it severely alters the ability of a human being to reason properly and think properly. And, you know, and this is in specifically and in general, it causes a deficiency in a lot of the other faculties of understanding of a human being. And, you know, this is something that has been documented and, you know, it's verified through, you know, science and whatnot. So this is the reason why it has been prohibited. Now, unfortunately, a lot of us, regardless of whether we are in Muslim countries or non-Muslim countries, we are forced to interact with people who consume alcohol, you know, whether it is our coworkers, our classmates, you know, if somebody's in college, you know, this is a very prevalent vice amongst college students, or, you know, even it could be, God forbid, some of our family members. So the question arises as to how should we interact with such a person, such an individual who is accustomed to this vice. Fortunately, we have, you know, prescriptions within Islam which allude to how we should deal with such an individual. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned some of them. The Prophet said, "When one who drinks alcohol speaks, do not believe him. And if he proposes, do not marry him. If he falls sick, do not visit him. And if he dies, do not attend his funeral. And do not entrust him with anything." So the Prophet, you know, he advises us to kind of cut ties from all the different angles and from all respects from such an individual. Adamantly asks us to, you know, sever our connections with him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the way one should interact with an alcoholic drinker in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.